My lady, first of all, let me tell you how much I appreciate your kindness. Some other members of the board refused to even hear me out, and you didn't order your valet to set the dogs upon me, and for that alone I shall be eternally grateful. But it was made painfully clear to me that I forgot myself, presenting my paper to all of you the other day. I see that now. Let me assure you that I am very contrite, and I beg you to reconsider and not to withdraw your support. Your late husband, may he rest in peace, was a great man who recognized our hospital not only as a charitable institution, but also as a place where discoveries could be made and science advanced. I would hope that a lady as accomplished as yourself will honour what he believed in. But we need the money. We do. We need more supplies, more hands, more men. My own research has been recently taking a lot out of me, and I cannot devote as much time to the hospital as I used to. Please be sure that I do not leech off the hospital funds. I conduct all the experiments at home, in my own time, for the most part. But I promise you, as soon as I finish the project, I'll be back there, night and day. I'll prove to the board how extremely dedicated I am to my work, to the common good. And please forgive me for being so pompous. To the happiness of mankind, because I admit my research, well, it's not important now. Anyway, please? There's no way for me to convince you now, is there? Well, I tried. Please accept I suddenly feel that I'm not quite myself. I shall be on my way in a minute. May I just trouble your maid for perhaps a glass of water? Oh, you shouldn't have done it yourself. But it's so kind of you. Thank you. But I asked for a glass. Not quite this exquisite crystal. Oh, do you have any idea how much this costs? This little piece of crystal could pay for two cots in our hospital for a week. It could save two lives. That vase on the mantelpiece, that would be a month's supply of laudanum. But let me ask you. Have you ever felt real pain, real despair? Looking at you, I cannot help but think about the poor fucking girls I had to treat sometimes. Prey to hunger, consumption and syphilis. Coughing up pieces of their lungs in some fucking alley, offering themselves for a glass of gin. Oh, yes. Glass of gin. And then, when they're no longer fit to sell themselves, they end up in the fucking... No. Please. They fucking end up in the gutter with their insides burnt through by the matchstick heads they swallowed to escape the fucking squalor of the world as they know it. And then there's you, sitting your tea out of bone china and looking down on those poor souls whose only crime is having been born into the wrong fucking family. Oh, my lady. So fine. So fucking prim. Hypocrite. You fucking think you're better than them, Treacle. But trust me, I'm a doctor. On the operation table, you all look the fucking same. And in the coffin, too. Oh, begging your pardon, my lady. Of course, you're completely different. You've been fed so fucking well, clothed so warm, pampered and stuffed with truffles, wrapped up in those pretty silks. Not for fucking long. And off with the corset too. It's bad for you. Take this from a person who dissected dozens of bodies. You don't want to know what modern corsets do to your fucking ribcage and them fucking internal organs. Basically, a cage squishing your heart, your lungs, all your intestines to achieve this sick skin-deep semblance of grace. A symbol of everything that is wrong with our fucking society. I've seen so many fucking things. Do you see what it's done to your lungs? You can't even draw breath in peace. Can't properly use your fucking voice. Not that you can with my hand over your mouth anyway. But that's not the fucking point, is it, Treacle? It's extremely gratifying, however, that this cage hasn't deformed your breasts. Shh! I've told you already it's all right. I'm a fucking doctor. Now this. This is what I call a properly developed female form. Breasts are made up of mainly fat tissue, and may I say that I have yet to see more beautifully arranged fat. No, I don't just mean breasts. I mean hips too. And this fucking arse. Damn. I fucking like that sound. You can't even spank those girls. There's nothing to fucking spank. They're just skin and bones and fucking lice. While you... Well, now that's spanking, innit? Do you have lice down there? Of course you fucking don't. It's nice, innit? Fresh from the bath, too. Smelling like a fucking bloody summer garden. I'm sure you don't mind my fingers in there. It's so lovely to touch a healthy female for a fucking change. Are you, though? You look flushed, my dear. Maybe you're prone to hysteria. It has been around forever. It's all the rage now, you know? You have to keep up with the times and develop it, too. The treatment... Well, it's fucking fun. I could take care of it for you. No? Well, I'm a doctor. I fucking know better. Speaking of behavioural abnormalities, I'm begging your pardon for all this, my lady. It is an unexpected side effect of an extremely clever experiment, and it comes and goes. I am almost sorry you had to witness it, but now I finally have a chance to be heard. I fucking waited to be heard. You look down on the humble doctor who came here to beg. I pity him. In case you ain't noticed, you're dealing now with someone entirely different. By God, you should have just written that fucking damn check and spared yourself this little imbroglio. Have it, my charming hypocrite. When the poor appear at your door, you don't slight them, you don't turn your back on them. You dig deep into your petty soul and your much spacious pocket. And you buy yourself some clear fucking conscience, and you sleep well, and don't hate your fucking reflection in the mirror the next morning. 'Cause that's how it works. That's what comes with your position in society. And to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. The carpenter's son had a point. You cannot take all of this, you know, so why so stingy? It would have been so much easier to write the fucking check. You brought it all upon yourself. Will you even fucking survive? We'll see, won't we, m'lady? Imagine the speeches. An exquisite flower, one of the brightest ornaments of London society, cruelly cut down in her prime by a thick and monster cock. Well, I've been told. It's not big. It's just thick. But that's not what they can put on a tombstone of a respectable lady. Officially, it would be your fucking heart. Art sounds good, doesn't it? and this will be the first case of death by rape, and the coroner of this fine parish will have to handle. This will be highly amusing. I mean, not to you, my lady, but still. I know it'll be quick. Damn it. I'm not leaving without a contribution. There it goes. There it fucking goes. And if all else fails, we can always use an extra body to dissect. There are so many mysteries about the human anatomy yet to uncover. Oh, fuck you, my lady. Just stay still. Stay still. Shh. Ah! And there I goes again. I never meant to. He let me do it. He lets me do so many fucking things. And all I do is fucking grin. Occasionally it lets me growl. Occasionally. My lady. But don't cry. I ain't gonna kill ya. You still ain't written the check. After all, why should I? Why should I kill ya? No one will believe this anyway. And don't you fucking bother. I'll show myself out. I've done my deed. I ain't coming back. Oh, ladies of leisure. You fucking taste wonderful. Dude.